That's a, when you guys play so much nitro, what do you tell your guys? And Blake obviously played a ton in there as well, but I mean, Jake and Joe didn't play a whole lot.
Yeah. I think going into each and every week, it's probably going to be a little bit different. We have our own considerations on defense, whether nitro's up. We know we still have our nickel Oki, our dime packages as well, how guys work into that, how our matchups work out. And then really we have special teams considerations going into that as well. And all three of those guys really have to play a big part in special teams. And if they're not getting a ton of reps on defense, it's probably their special teams reps are going to be up there too. And I know Coach Zook is counting on them a lot to lead that group. So, but it's going to be different every week. I think they all really deserve to play and can play. It's just week to week. We'll see how we can get the reps balanced out a little bit more going into this week and how it all works out between our nickel nitro and base packages.
So even if you play 40-some snaps of nitro or whatever, yeah, maybe one week it wouldn't necessarily be Blake. It might be Jake or Joe. Is that fair to say?
There's no doubt I think any of them can get in there and play. I mean, Joe took that role a lot last year at times, and I think, like I said, all three of them can do it. So we'll look to balance with special teams and with matchups and with our own personnel, the different packages we bring into the games as well, and get them prepared for those roles accordingly.
Scott, with it being obviously Blake being up this past week, what did you think and what did you see from him in that role last morning?
I liked what he did. I thought he communicated well with Morgan. I thought they did a good job of staying organized, making calls, and communicating with each other. And I thought he played fast and was around the ball a lot, played physical in the run game, did a good job in pass for what he was asked to do. But I liked how he worked there. Jake got a few snaps in that base or in that nitro package as well, and he did a good job. But Blake was off to a good start in that role.
Blake in charge of getting everyone set.
You know, I think we would all like to say that no matter who's in there, but yeah, we're going to be the communicators. We're going to try to take charge as much as we can. We're going to make the front calls, and then we're going to communicate after that with Morgan or with whoever's next to us to get organized between each other.
Scotty, I feel like, you know, maybe a month ago I asked you about the demise of the inside linebacker. Has the way those three guys have kind of raised their games and been interchangeable now alongside Morgan when you guys do go nitro, has that kind of showed you something about them in terms of just the way they've kind of answered the bell and shown their importance?
I think so. I've always believed in them. And I still believe in them. I tell them all the time, if it comes down to playing nickel, I'll play nickel and have no fear in doing that at all. We know the value that Morgan and those guys bring to the defense, and it is what it is. But I've always believed in our guys inside, and I think whoever's in there, like I said, they're going to do a great job of getting the defense set and then playing hard and competing.
You mentioned special teams, and obviously inside linebackers are a body type that Mike likes to use there. Do you guys factor that in, like how much you're going to play those guys on special teams? Does that factor decisions you make?
Yeah, there's no doubt going into the game what we need to do on special teams because it's tough. It's tough to cover a punt, cover a kickoff, and then go right in there and play defense. So we'll do the best to stay fresh and maximize on both sides, whether it be special teams or defense, to keep them all available in all those situations and ready to go, and we don't wear ourselves down, especially too early in the season. It's a long year. Like I said, we got three guys we think can play, and we'll try to keep them rotating to maximize their ability late in the season too.
Do they do a really good job of isolating or trying to isolate their backs against your guys?
There's no doubt. I think you look, they just got a lot of weapons on offense. There's a lot of weapons outside. The attention that 11 commands on the outside for one, and the things you got to do there. And then it just opens up windows underneath for those matchups. You saw it last week in the Chicago game. They tried to isolate the backs early and keep them involved, and they do a good job of doing it. So we got to compete and challenge on the matchups that are presented to us and understand that that's something that they like to do.